KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In the news, police in Clarinda arrested two teens early this morning on burglary charges. Chief Keith Brothers reports that around 4:20 a.m., officers interrupted a burglary in progress at Jay Bruner's restaurant at 1100 East Washington Street in Clarinda. While conducting routine patrol, officers observed a window that had been pried open on the west side of the restaurant and heard noises coming from inside the business. Officers investigated and apprehended two males inside the restaurant, 18-year-old Kyle S. Adams of Westboro, Missouri, and a 17-year-old male juvenile from Clarinda were charged with burglary in the third degree, possession of burglary tools, trespassing, theft in the fifth degree, and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Adams was being held in the Page County Jail on $5,000 bond, while the 17-year-old male was released to the custody of his parent, pending action by the Page County Juvenile Court. Chief Brothers said, ironically, Adams is a former intern of the Clarinda Police Department, having interned at the department during his senior year at the Clarinda High School. The Clarinda Police Department was assisted during their investigation by the Page County Sheriff's Department with the apprehension and arrest of Adams and the 17-year-old. News time is 8:01.
Summer's finally here. Come into the TV store in Atlantic and find out what's new.
We've got the complete line of 2013 Sony TVs, ranging from 32 all the way up to our huge 70-inch with built-in 3D. Bundle it with one of the latest Sony Blu-ray players or surround sound systems.
We also have the latest smartphones from Verizon Wireless, including the iPhone 5 and the Samsung Galaxy S4 with an incredible 13-megapixel camera and infrared remote control.
And don't forget, the TV Store is your locally owned Dish Network retailer. Get hooked up with a Hopper DVR system and never have to watch another commercial again. The TV Store is locally owned and takes pride in providing top-notch customer service. We take time to make sure you know how to use that new phone or TV. And we do all of our own Dish installs so you don't have to worry about a stranger coming to your house.
So come see us today and get more at the TV Store. We're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 712-243-3032.
Well, the month of June was slightly wetter and cooler than normal here in Atlantic, according to weather data compiled at the KJAN Studios, which is the National Weather Service reporting site for Atlantic. Rainfall for the month amounted to 5.03 inches, which was just 5/100ths of an inch above the average of 4.98. The average high temperature last month was 80 degrees, normal is 83, and the average low was 56, normally that's 59. Precipitation thus far this year from January through June, including melted snowfall, amounts to 18.68 inches. The normal precipitation for the period is 16.91. A new monthly survey suggests the economy remains strong in 9 Midwestern and Plains states, and business will continue to improve in the months ahead. The overall index for the region declined to 55.6 in June from 56.2 in May, but any score above 50 still suggests growth. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss said that business leaders expect slower growth in the next few months. Modest job growth is also expected, as the hiring index dropped to 53.7 in June from May's 59.3. Several new laws take effect today in Iowa after this year's productive legislative session. Lawmakers approved a wide-ranging tax cut bill that will gradually reduce taxable assessments of commercial properties by 10% and provide property tax credits geared for smaller businesses. They will also offer some new tax credits. Iowa school districts will see their funding increased over the next several years. And anytime Medicaid dollars are used to pay for abortions in Iowa, Governor Terry Branstad will now have to personally approve the spending. The state's Medicaid program covers a small number of abortions each year due to rape, incest, fetal deformity, or to protect a mother's life. The state will accept Medicaid expansion dollars offered under President Obama's health care overhaul. With a historically productive legislative session wrapped up and the bills signed with suitable pomp, Republican Governor Terry Branstad is setting himself up to run for an unprecedented sixth term in 2014, even as he holds off announcing on whether he'll actually seek re-election. Although Branstad isn't indicating his plans, his powerful political operation is gearing up this summer with staffing and fundraising, and Branstad's team at the Iowa Capitol is starting to work on policy proposals that could form part of the campaign platform. Richard Swarm, a longtime Branstad advisor and his former law partner, says it's his timetable for when he announces, but I expect that it will be that he is running. Branstad's chief of staff, Jeff Boink, said if he opts to seek re-election, the campaign will be ready. The president of the Iowa State Education Association, the state's largest teachers union, is in Atlanta today for the National Education Association's annual meeting. Tammy Warrow said the delegates from Iowa expect to discuss a variety of education issues.
You know, there's a lot of reform conversations and pieces of that that will happen, always keeping up front what's best for kids when we have those conversations. Common Core, the assessments with that, our school safety issues right now is a big topic that's important to, you know, our members and our students.
Warrow expects to visit with other educators about Iowa's recently passed education reform legislation.
One thing that we're going to be talking about down there is to share our story about the teacher leadership and accountability that's good for students that our legislation put through. How we accomplished that and the collaborative manner that actually came through in the end, I think that's a piece that's very important for Iowa.
School safety and gun violence is an issue that has been at the forefront nationwide, and Warrow says mental health issues have to be included in that conversation.
That's your bottom baseline issue that you're dealing with when you're talking about gun safety. You're really talking about mental health. That's a key piece. Now, we have to make sure that we're also renewing our focus on bullying prevention, how we go about that with cyberbullying and social media is another big topic that we have to tackle as a community.
And she says schools deal with the mental health issues all the time.
Proper diagnosis often starts in our schools, but there's a huge shortage of counselors, social workers, psychologists in public education. So we need more school-based centers that can help diagnose. We see it, we know, but as educators, we don't have that background in our repertoire, although we deal with it on a regular basis.
Many schools in the state are undergoing a new type of training that changes the way they react to school shootings. Oro said the ISCA leaves it up to local districts to decide how they want to handle the issue.
We don't have one set of training that we advocate for. We do offer our own professional development on bullying and our own professional development on safe schools.
Another national education issue she expects to be discussed is the standards used to measure student progress.
I think there's going to be a lot of conversation about Common Core state standards, and one of the most biggest opportunities we have right now, I think, to improve public education across the nation is this piece, but we just need to make sure we get it right. And we do that by supporting our educators at the beginning of the process, making sure everyone has the tools they need to implement this core.
Warrow is on leave from her job as a fifth grade teacher in Cedar Rapids to serve as the leader of the ISCA. She took over the position last July. Officials say new radio ads aired by the nonprofit Iowa Student Loan Liquidity Corporation may mislead people about whether federal or private loans are their best option. In general, federal loans offer the lowest interest rates and the most flexibility if someone encounters financial hardships, so students are urged to exhaust all federal options before looking at private loans. The new ads aired by the nonprofit compared its private loans to federal ones and encourages borrowers to choose its loan. The Iowa Attorney General's Office spokesman Jeff Greenwood said officials will work with the Iowa Student Loan to make sure the benefits of private and federal student loans are made clear to consumers. Iowa Student Loan officials say they'll work to address the concerns. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, we lost 19 of the finest people you'll ever meet. That's what the fire chief in Prescott, Arizona, says about the 19 members of an elite firefighting crew who were killed yesterday battling a fast-moving, out-of-control blaze in Yarnell, which is some 85 miles northwest of Phoenix. The 19 firefighters died while trying to protect themselves from the flames with fire-resistant shields. Triple-digit temperatures in Phoenix could drop slightly within the coming days as monsoon storms are expected to make their way through Arizona. A heat wave has been pushing through several western states, bringing 117 degrees to Las Vegas over the weekend. In Utah, a record 105 degrees caused an interstate on-ramp to buckle in Salt Lake City. Secretary of State John Kerry says China could have made a difference in the case of treason suspect Edward Snowden if it had returned him to America to face charges. But Kerry says the U.S.-China relationship is bigger than one incident, and the two countries cooperate on numerous issues, including North Korea. Snowden has traveled to Hong Kong and now Moscow, trying to evade U.S. authorities after disclosing two secret government surveillance programs. The German government is inviting the U.S. ambassador in Berlin for talks about reports that Washington bugged EU offices. The Obama administration is facing a breakdown in conference from key allies over secret surveillance programs that reportedly installed the covert listening devices. A German government spokesman said eavesdropping on friends is unacceptable. And the White House's President Obama and former President George W. Bush will meet while both leaders are in Tanzania. They'll get together tomorrow in Dar es Salaam for a wreath-laying ceremony at the U.S. Embassy in honor of the 1998 bombing there that killed 11 people. They'll also meet with embassy staff. Obama is on a three-country tour of Africa. Bush is attending a conference on African women. News time is 8:10.
Honey, don't forget, Jesse from the TV store is coming to install Dish today.
Oh, yeah. When's he going to be here? Between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
No, he's actually supposed to be here right... The TV store is your locally owned, authorized Dish retailer. They provide superior customer service and know how to be on time. Jesse and Al are their only installers, so you know who's going to be coming to your house, not some stranger from the city. At the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer, you get all the same deals that you would get by calling the 1-800 number without automated systems or hold times. And yes, they have the hopper. If you're fed up with your current television provider or want to know about the latest technologies Dish has to offer, go check out the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-3032. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In our funeral announcements, Gladys Cunningham, age 97, of Atlantic, died June the 24th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Gladys Cunningham will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Brannan, age 98, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Kay Brannan will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Betty Lou Cranston Derry, age 88, of Arcadia, California, and formerly of Atlantic, died June 21st. A celebration of life service for Betty Derry will be held from noon until 6 p.m. July 13th at the Women's Club of Temple City, California. Amos Hofford, age 99, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Amos Hofford are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home. Norma McMahon, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Norma McMahon are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Pesci, age 98, of Harlan, has died. Services for Helen Pesci are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Maxine Schumann, age 95, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Maxine Schumann are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home. The news was brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.